What kind of technology, or public consensus, do researchers lack nowadays to arrive at level 5? Another interesting question. This especially goes to two very different levels, the technology side and the ethical side. I would also like to add another level that goes alongside these two, the regulation one. From a technology perspective, what is missing is reliability and the testing part. We need to demonstrate that if anyone is taking an autonomous taxi, for example, you can take it a billion times without any accident happening. But, again, which is going to be the actual line? Is it an accident every billion times or an accident every million miles? Another thing that is lacking is cheap technology. Switching from expensive sensors such as LiDAR, light detection and ranging, sensors that work as scanner of the reality through lasers, to cheaper ones such as radars or, as Tesla is trying to do, cameras. Talking now about the public consensus, at the moment most of the people are reluctant to get into an autonomous car, but here is an example that I always make related to this. When autonomous elevators started becoming popular, people were very scared to get into an elevator that was not operated by a human technician. Once the elevator became autonomous, let's say, people were very skeptical in the beginning, but very soon everyone transitioned to the new generation of elevators. I think that the same will happen to autonomous vehicles and that our own children will ask us how we could trust going around on a street with people driving cars and without the safety of autonomous vehicles. To conclude with the third point I wanted to make, the governmental point of view, I think it will follow the technology improvement and it will do it quickly. The regulations will develop differently in different parts of the world. I believe that in the US the regulations will be almost immediate and then Europe will follow.